For news, depend on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Radio 1000, KTOK, Gwen Falk and Lippert here with you on this Sunday evening. Going to be talking a lot about transit, about the Heartland Flyer and earthquakes, all kinds of interesting things. 59 degrees in Oklahoma City, kind of a cool Sunday night. Joining me first this evening is John G. Johnson. He is the executive director of the Association of Central Oklahoma Governments. They are very interested in regional transit and what will happen here in Oklahoma City. He joins me this evening to talk about the regional transit initiative and opportunity. So, Director Johnson, thank you for joining me on a Sunday night. Welcome to 1000 KTOK.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
How did you, as the executive director of ACOG, get involved with the Regional Transit Initiative?
Well, it's sort of at the core of our mission as the Association of Local Governments in Central Oklahoma to host and develop regional initiatives for our local member governments that are going to benefit the entire region. So we began really in 2009 trying to get together those local cities that were interested in discussing and perhaps building a plan for regional transit in Central Oklahoma.
So
that's how we became involved.
How are we doing on that? You know, I think what got me interested in talking to you this evening was there's a rumor that the Heartland Flyer might be in jeopardy, and does that kind of disassemble everything else that ACOG is working on?
Well, I wouldn't say that it disassembles, but I think the Heartland Flyer is an important component and piece of the puzzle in order for us to be able to develop regional transit in Central Oklahoma. So we very much support the Heartland Flyer continuing to be funded by the state of Oklahoma in partnership with the state of Texas, so that service doesn't end. And as you may know, we're sort of an interesting end of the line for Amtrak here in Oklahoma City. And it would be wonderful if at some point in the future we would be able to develop that connection to Newton, Kansas, which would also take us to the rest of the national Amtrak system, east and west. So we think it's very important, and we've been active in advocating and educating the legislature to continue to fund the Heartland Flyer, even though there are hard times at Black Rock at the state legislature, as you know.
Do you think they're going to expect the different cities in the metro area to come up with money to keep the Heartland Flyer?
I don't know. We've heard that possibility discussed by one of the senators who's principally opposed to continuing to fund the Heartland Flyer. And I do not know whether those cities, A, would have the money to be able to do that or what that price tag might be. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is just now opening the negotiations with Amtrak to determine what the cost for that service will be in the next fiscal year, and whether there might be a possibility that some third-party provider other than Amtrak might do that at a reduced rate. We just don't know the answer to those questions yet.
Now, you being originally from Dale City and the former mayor of Midwest City, I bet you have an interest in the Eastern Flyer as well. Where are we in bringing the Eastern Flyer from Tulsa all the way to downtown Oklahoma City?
Well, of course, there is a provider that purchased that a part of that line from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. It's actually from Sepulpa to Midwest City, and they have a contractual commitment before 2019 to provide a year of passenger service from those two areas. So they have not yet. They've been working on the tracks and some other issues with regard to safety for those trains, but we expect that service to be in place by 2019, and then both Oklahoma City and Tulsa will have to develop a path for that train to make its way into the central stations of each of those cities.
Do you know the status of the Union Pacific Access Study?
I do not. I have not been a part of that, so I'm not very much help on the UP.
But it seems like we have some, some steps to go. And how would you encourage people if they want to keep the Heartland Flyer going?
I would encourage them to contact their senators or their state representatives and ask them to continue to fund the Heartland Flyer, that it's an important choice for transportation in central Oklahoma, and it's also an important component for the development of future regional transit in Oklahoma, not just to central Oklahoma, but to the entire state. So if they can hear from the voters, that's always meaningful as we really next week begin to enter the serious negotiations of what the budget solutions are going to be. So the Heartland Flyer is on the table right now.
What are you excited about?
Well, I'm excited. One, we're hopeful that it's going to continue to be funded and that that will be a successful service, and that maybe as a part of those negotiations, there can be some consideration for additional service, maybe two trips a day from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth, which I think would benefit all of those cities at which there are stops along the way, but would also increase the ridership from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City. I think there's some concern that we're just taking people from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth, and we would like to see more ridership both ways, actually.
And I saw where Amtrak is considering a bus that will connect from Oklahoma City to Kansas, where you could pick up the rest of the Amtrak system. Are you encouraged by the bus? I'm a little bit threatened by it.
Well, I think it's an interesting turn of direction for Amtrak to be busing people, but I am encouraged that they seem to be committed to that connection. So, and that service has already started, actually. So if you want to make that connection to Newton, you can do so now. It's kind of a late night, long day ride, but it would get you to sort of the east-west connections from Oklahoma City.
I'm concerned that they'll want to go all bus all the time, but is the ridership good on this bus?
I do not know. They just started it actually this week.
Ah.
So I don't think we have any numbers or data yet to determine what that ridership's going to be. But I think it continues to leave the door open for hopefully future rail development to Newton, Kansas. And I know certainly the state of Kansas and Wichita and Newton are very involved in supporting those efforts, as I believe the state of Oklahoma would be once those proposals for rail come to fruition.
As far as the regional transit, are we in negotiation with BNSF and the other established train companies? I mean, will we be using the main line that everybody else is using as the freight companies?
Yes, that is the proposal, to use the BNSF freight line and to share that line for passenger service. And no, we have not yet began negotiations with the BNSF or UP or the other Class 1 railroads, because ordinarily they do not want to talk to you about conceptual plans. And unless and until you have a defined revenue source to help sort of make that happen, then they're less interested in having those discussions. So we are not yet to that point in the development of the regional transit initiative in central Oklahoma.
Where do you think that revenue source will come from?
Well, I think there are lots of options that we've seen when we've looked around the country to other systems, and we have to be able to determine which option is going to be best for central Oklahoma. And then undoubtedly the people of the state of Oklahoma and central Oklahoma will have to vote to decide which of those revenue sources that they want to impose on themselves to fund those operations and the capital needs for that project.
Well, the one thing I find very positive is that millennials don't necessarily want to have a car, and they like the thought of mass transit. They like regional transit. So that encourages me. Do you feel like I do?
Well, I'm encouraged that younger generations are certainly interested in choices, and this regional transit, whether it's rail or streetcar or rubber tire bus, all of that system will be developed much more comprehensively and become more robust so that more people will have the opportunity to ride those transit choices. And I certainly agree there seems less motivation for them to have an automobile and that expense than to be able to ride those other transit choices. But I think we have an obligation to provide those transit choices, not just for that generation, but every generation in central Oklahoma.
Director Johnson, I thank you so much for your time on a Sunday night, and I will look forward to talking with you about these positive things again. So thank you for your time. Let me remind everyone, if you'd like to hear this interview again, you can go to ktok.com tomorrow evening on demand. It's segment number one. I'm Gwen Falk under Lippert. You're listening to 1000 KTOK. News Radio 1000, KTOK, 58 degrees in Oklahoma City. Gwen Falk and their Lippert here with you. Joining me next is Steve Hill, who is the chief of staff for the City of Oklahoma City Mayor's Office. He joins me this evening to bring us up to date on the status of the Heartland Flyer and to also speak on the mayor's behalf, as the mayor is chairman of the U.S. Conference of Mayors on the Amtrak committee. So, Steve, thank you for joining me. It sounds windy out there. Are you out in the wind?
Well, no, I'm actually en route from down in Dallas back to Oklahoma City.
Well, thank you for making time for me this evening. Tell us about Amtrak. Do you think the Heartland Flyer is in jeopardy?
Well, I think that the state legislature is looking for ways to save money. And that, you know, that's something that sits out there that's probably out of the domain of a lot of legislators, and that they maybe looks like an easy cut. But the last I heard, as of Friday, it sounds like the senator that had kind of proposed this cut has kind of backed off a little bit. And so things are looking fairly positive at the moment.
So do we need to call the senator and keep encouraging him, or leave him alone?
I always encourage civic engagement, but I think at this point he's hearing from a lot of people up and down the line of the Heartland Flyer. I know he's hearing from he's from Ardmore, and I know that his mayor is very much in favor of keeping the train service. So his Chamber of Commerce is talking to him. So he's hearing from a lot of people. But like I said, if people are inclined and they think there's a value to that train, then by all means they should call their legislator, whoever that might be, and let them know.
You know, I'm originally from Ardmore. Who is this senator? This notorious rascal.
Well, I don't want to indicate that he's a rascal.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Senator Simpson from Ardmore.
Senator.
And like I said, I think they're, again, they've got a tremendous budget hole, and they're just looking for anything that they can cut.
Sure.
And
sure.
So, you know, I don't think that his motives are evil or anything. I just think that he's looking to save some money, and that popped on his radar somehow.
You know, in the leadership roles, somewhere I read that there was some concern that possibly Mayor Bartlett of Tulsa doesn't have the commitment to rail that Mayor Cornett does. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's, you know, those are interesting dynamics because, as you know, so the Heartland Flyer goes from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City. There's currently no real passenger rail that goes from Oklahoma City to Tulsa. Now, as these cities on the north of Oklahoma City look at any kind of future expansion, there'll be some lobbying between Tulsa and Wichita, because those are two potential routes that a train might take.
And so do you feel like Mayor Bartlett is a supporter of rail?
Well, I suppose, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it, but I, you know, there's very few cities in the nation that are looking to cut back rail service. I mean, almost every urban area look at, they're adding to their rail, either in light rail or streetcars or passenger service from city to city.
Well, one of the things I was interested in, the fact that Mayor Mick Cornett is the chair of the U.S. Conference of Mayors Amtrak Committee. Tell me about those responsibilities.
Well, yeah, that's right. So the mayor is currently the vice president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in general. And then in this June at a meeting in Indianapolis, he'll take over the role of president. So one of the chairmanships he's held for the last couple of years has been the Amtrak Committee. And so we've worked really closely with Washington to ensure that, you know, that Amtrak remains a productive service available to citizens. You may be aware that we have a train station in downtown Oklahoma City. We recently received about a $20 million Tiger grant from the Department of Transportation to fix that up. And so we're making a substantial investment in that. It'll be a multimodal hub, so it'll service both the DART train, it'll service the upcoming streetcar, and then at some point down the line when the citizens decide they want light rail, it'll service the light rail service as well.
And that's exciting, I think.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and we're not alone there. I mean, if you look up and down the line where the Heartland Flyer travels, all of those communities are investing in their facilities as well. So rail service, like I said, it's you're not going to find cities that are looking to have less rail service. And I know you talked to Joe Johnson a little bit ago. I assume he told you that you know, it's something that this regional transit group is looking at right now. I mean, there's a lot of interest between Edmond, Oklahoma City, to Norm, and then out to Midwest City to have light rail at some point in the future, and whether that future is 10 years away or 20 years away remains to be seen.
And how is the study going to doing that's going to bring the train from Tulsa, Sepulpa, Midwest City, downtown Oklahoma City? How's that study going?
The train from Tulsa to downtown Oklahoma City?
Yes.
That's a project that's been being looked at for a little while now. And there have been some issues with the, let's call it the last mile. So it goes, this train service, it's a freight line, and the companies that own the freight line are considering passenger rail. And basically, at the current time, the line would go from just a little bit west of Midwest City to about Sepulpa. And so they're kind of negotiating to find that final mile to get the train directly from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. So I think that's going to be an interesting project, and I'm kind of wait and see how that turns out.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for your time. Safe travels to you. I'm talking to Steve Hill. He is the chief of staff for the mayor of Oklahoma City. Thank you so much, Steve. Drive carefully.
Thank you, Gwen. My pleasure.
All right. Let me remind everyone, this turns into a podcast tomorrow night. Go to ktok.com on demand. Look for my name, Gwen Faulkner Lippert, and download segment number one. You're listening to 1000 KTOK.